Everything is working for my good. All things are mine to hold. You're giving me everything, oh God, everything, everything. This wife, this life, this world, this life to come. You're giving it to us, oh, you're giving it to me, oh God. The nations are mine, the nations are mine, oh God. The nations are our inheritance, sharabarabo, shakarabasere. You've given us the nations as our inheritance, oh God. The nations are our inheritance, oh God. You've given us the nations as our inheritance, oh God. We have the nations, we have the nations as our inheritance, oh God. For good, you may call. They work together for good. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. Shere bara karabo kuba karabo tukarabo tukuba shere de 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 karabo tukuba. You make all things work together, all things work together for my good, all things work together for good. Shere ba karabu choko ba ka shere de 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 ba ya ya da 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 ka bo shere de de. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for your miracles. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for everything you do, for you do. All this work together for good. Shiri ba karabu tuku ba shiri de 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 karabu tuku ba ka shiri de 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 karabu tuku tuku na ka basa de 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 karabu tuku ba ka shiri de 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 mire basa de 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 karabu shiri de de ka basa de de karabu tuku ba shiri de 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 karabu tu yamba se de 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 baya da da ba da 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 ba da 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 baya da da ba tuku tuku da 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 ba shiri. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Shigidi karabu kubaka, shigidi kenda kaba. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Shigidi karabu, shigidi ba, shigidi the elders and the angels bow. Be the redeemed, we worship you now. Holy, shiri karabu takabu kubashi, de karabu tukubashi, de. Holy, 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 karabu takarabu karabu tukurararabashi, de karabu kubashi, de. Holy, 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 are you Lord? Shiri matakarabu tukubashi, de. The elders and the angels bow, shiri de karabu tukubashi, de karabu. Redeem. Worship you now, karabu tuku ra ba 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 ba. Shiri de 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 karabu tu, abaya karabu se de 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 abaya karabu tuku ba ga. Shiri de de yo de karabu tuku ra da 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 da. Rebe 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 da ba da ba 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 ba. Shiri de karabu tuku ba ga. Shiri de karabu tuku ba. Shiri de ayaba se de de se de 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 de. Na 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 Thank you for freedom. Thank you that you're setting your people free. Thank you for the outpouring of miracles, miracles all around. Oh, there are miracles all around. Oh, Makaraba, miracles. You're turning around situations, you turn situations around. You give mothers babies, oh God, you are making everything, turning everything. Oh, you make everything turn around for our good. Even the hard parts, repeat abundance. Even the hard parts, oh God. Even the hard ways, repeat abundance. Even the hard parts, oh God. Even when we cannot see it. Even when we cannot see it, oh God. You are there. You're a good, good Father. Oh, you're such a good, good Father. Oh, you're concerned for your children. Just worship, I sorted it out. Just worship what I say, yeah, what I was out of a boat. My cancer leaves, shitty boats out of a yard of a shitty. That depression is gone, shitty by a yard. That child is restored, shut up, say you don't have to worry. About a thing, just worship. Why worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can worship? Oh, just worship, just worship, just worship. Why worry when you are with your Father? Why worry? Just be carried. Oh, yes. Carry me, oh Father, carry me, carry me, carry me, oh God. Spirit of God, carry me, oh, oh, oh. Carry me, carry me, Spirit of God. Carry me, carry me, oh. Carry me yonder, oh, 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 oh. Eagle's wings, and I'm eagle's wings. Mount up, I mount up like wings of an eagle. Oh, 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 oh. I soar on high, I soar on high on eagle's wings. I soar on high, oh God, I soar on high. I'm a carabo, say, dee, da 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 da. I soar on high like an eagle, I soar on high like an eagle, out of my head and I will go out of my shitty, but I lie out of my bones. All things work together.
Precious Savior, I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you adoration. I magnify your name. I thank you for such a blessed, blessed morning that you've given us to just worship you, God, to just soak in your presence, to just adore you and to just give you glory, honor and adoration. And Father, indeed your name be praised. Your name be exalted, your name be magnified. Take all the glory. Pray that you may give me the words, give me the utterance. Open the door that indeed I may have the words to speak your truth, to communicate your truth. And indeed my heart is open and my mind is alert, my spirit is alive, O God. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you that they are ready to listen and that indeed you prepare their hearts to receive truth. This is spirit and life. Indeed, you say in your word that the flesh profits nothing, but it is the spirit that gives life. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. And I pray and I communicate life this morning. Life to my brother, life to my sister, life to whatever situation that looks like it's hopeless. We speak life because life of Christ is in us. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Yeah, so thank you for joining in. This is Spirit and Life. And if it's your first time to join, I will welcome you to please click on the subscribe button, share, comment. Yeah, this is a channel that God has given us to share God's word, and we just spend time in worship, in prayer, and then we're able to dig into God's word. We're able to have time for fellowship together And by the grace of God, I'm able to share. And this is Spirit and Life. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We are on Telegram and various other channels. And whatever it is that you find, please share. And please subscribe, as it helps us get the word out to other people who need to hear God's word and God's truth. And we're just doing a small part for the body of Christ. And I pray that it is a blessing and shall continue to be a blessing to many and the millions of people who shall listen to this. Because this is not just for now. This is transgenerational. This is global. This is multi-dimensional, multi-generational. And I believe that our children's children and children and children will hear this if the Lord tarries to come. And I pray that these words shall never fall to the ground. The praise and honor of his name. So welcome, and today we've been looking at a study on Romans chapter 8, and by the grace of God we've been breaking through the various themes, breaking through the various verses. And I'll invite you from the first episode. And where we started looking at spiritual laws, and we've looked at the three laws. I mean, even from chapter 7, we see that there's a law of God in which we find that within us we have the law within the members of our bodies that is contrary to the will of God and cannot obey the God and desires to do everything. And that is the law of the flesh. And that law leads to sin and death, and that law leads to destruction. And any obedience to the law of sinful nature results in death. All right. Whereas on the other hand, we have the law of the spirit of life in Christ. And we say that this comes from our belief system in Christ, putting our faith in Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, for the redemption that occurred through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And that redemption resulted in the creation of a new creation. And we've spoken about this new creation. And this new creation has four dimensions. He has his body, he has his soul, which is the seat of his mind, his will, his emotions, his intellect. He also has his spirit, of which we have the human spirit. And the Bible tells us that the spirit of man is a candlestick of the Lord. And from it, he draws out, you know, treasures and wisdom and everything. So God has given each and every human being a human spirit. And that is a candlestick of the Lord. But then on top of that, for the unbeliever, the human spirit is dead, because God told Adam, the day you shall eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then you shall die. And everyone in Adam died. And just as sin entered the world through one man, we also have seen that grace entered the world through one man. And that is the last Adam of the second Adam. This is Jesus Christ, who did not come in the seed of Adam. He did not carry the sin of Adam. He came the seed of a woman. And we know that the seed of a woman does not interact even with the woman herself. So this Jesus Christ came as a seed of God. And science confirms that. And as the seed of God, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and the child was found within her, and she was found with child, and the child grew in her, and the word became flesh, and he became after a new kind, a new creation. And this new creation has God's spirit in addition to the human spirit, and there's an intermingling. And remember, God's spirit is not just the Holy Spirit, because Jesus told us in John chapter 14 that when the Holy Spirit comes to us, he will bring the Father and he will bring the Son to us, and they will make our home in us. So you can imagine all of the Godhead is in us, is dwelling in our midst, is dwelling in our spirits. And there's a koinonia, there's a mystery of fellowship, that God is in us, and at the same time, he is in heaven. And so we are able to bring the two in one. And this was the desire of God. And even is the final thing, that we know that Christ has reconciled the world to God. And the Bible tells us that we know that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And this you can read from 2 Corinthians from 5. chapter 5 from onwards 17, 18, 19, it says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He was bringing everything, and everything has been brought under his footstool. And God just said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So the battle has been won for Christ. Christ already won the battle. And when he went to hell, he disarmed all powers, all principalities, all forces of darkness, and he made a public show of them. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them over the cross. And the reality is that the devil is defeated. He is already defeated. Many times we have believers who are still concerned, who are still worried, who are still fearing, and you see anything, that any belief system that you have that is contrary to what Christ has already done, is an open door that you give the enemy to attack you. If you're still in the realm of belief that the devil has power over the new creation, then you are the one that is giving the devil power over the new creation, because the new creation is not in the first heavens, is not in the second heavens. The new creation is seated in the third heaven, in the highest place, seated with Christ. What does it mean when it says we are seated with Christ? Because we died with him, we resurrected with him, and we ascended with him. We are seated with him in heavenly places. And where is Christ seated? Ephesians 1, 18 to 20, it says that Christ is seated in the highest place, in the highest heavens, far above all thrones, all powers, all dominions, everything. And he was given a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth must bow. So anything that you're facing, anything that has a name, it might be cancer, it might be diseases, it might be HIV, it might be depression, it might be divorce, it might be abandonment, it might be witchcraft, everything, it might be necromancy, everything that has a name, the Bible says it must bow. And this morning I declare that anything that has a name that is contrary to the will of God for your life, let it bow and leave right now in the name of Jesus. I command sickness to go. I command depression to go. I command mental issues to disappear. I command barrenness to disappear. I command poverty to disappear. I command attacks of demonic attacks to disappear. I command pain in the joints to disappear, pain in the tendons. I command high blood pressure. I command cataracts to disappear. I command tumors to melt away. Indeed, everything that is contrary, that has a name, the moment it is given a name that is contrary to the name of Jesus, it must bow to the name of Jesus. The devil bows to the name of Jesus. The demons bow to the name of Jesus. And that is a name that is a great weapon. That the name of the Lord is a strong and mighty tower. The righteous use it. We don't just run to it. We don't just run to it and are saved. We are not coward. The war is not in the church. The war is at the gates of hell, because we are going to the gates of hell. The Lord Jesus himself said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates are for their defense. It is them who are in trouble, because we are going to hell to depopulate hell and to populate heaven. It is them who are in trouble, and indeed they are disarmed. But yet, if due to our ignorance, and that's why Hosea 4:6 tells us that my people perish for lack of knowledge. If you spend your time focusing on the devil, then the devil will come to you. If you spend your time thinking of how demonic attacks are coming, or how they will come if you have not prayed, then they will come when you don't pray. Why? Because in your belief system, you have created an avenue that allows them to come and attack. But if you put your trust in God and your faith in God, that you know that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, you are in Christ, and Christ your life is hidden in Christ, and Christ is in God. So how can witchcraft find you when your life is hidden in Christ and Christ is in God? How can necromancy, how can the devil, how can those curses find you when Christ already became a curse for you? It is impossible, and you must believe it, because the day you believe it is a day you will be free. You will be set free. Why? Because Christ already paid the price for your freedom. You are a son of God. You are a child of God. That's why the scripture says, I have said to you that ye are gods, but ye shall die like mere men. Psalms 82 verse 6, God was already speaking to his children that I have made ye as gods. I have made you as rulers, as authorities. I have made you as sons of God. I have made you, I have given you dominion. I have given you the authority on the earth. Jesus told his disciples as he was going, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go ye and make disciples of all nations. The authority is given to us, the church. We have the authority. Jesus said the scriptures cannot be broken. Scriptures cannot be broken. Adam was made the son of God. He was created the son of God. Luke 3:38. And Adam, the son of God. Scriptures cannot be broken. And Jesus came as the Son of God. And God's desire was that he shall make many brothers like him, conformed to the image of the Son of God. We are made, we that believe in Christ, we are conformed. God predestined us. He predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son. And this is what we are reading in Romans chapter 8 from verse 28. And let me just take us there quickly so that we don't lose what 28 it says. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, verse 29, we dealt with, it says that for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Now, I want us to understand, what does this foreknowing mean? Foreknowing, the word there is foreordained. For those God chose. Do you know anyone who has come to the saving knowledge of Christ was already chosen in Christ? In fact, God's purpose and God's desire is that all mankind be chosen and be found in Christ. That is the desire of God. And that is why when he made man, he made him in his image and likeness. Now, this is a very deep thought, because when you look at Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, it says that the Son of God is express image of the Father, the brightness of his glory. So God revealed himself. In the past, God spoke to the fathers through the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, who is the express image of the Father. He has revealed himself, the revelation of God. God has revealed his nature. God has revealed his character. God has revealed his attributes. God was pleased that all the fullness of God to dwell in bodily form in Christ Jesus. So all the fullness of God was revealed in the Son. Now, if the Son is the image of God, then look at this verse 29. For those who God foreknew, he also did predestinate. So predestination is a determined end. It's more of like if you're on a plane, like when a plane is on autopilot, the systems have been set in a way that the end goal, the final destination, is the place where the pilot has set. Now, what is the final destination that God has made for every believer who comes to him? The final destination that we are seeing is that we are conformed to the image of his Son. And the word there is somorphos. Somorphos. That means we are jointly formed, having the same form. We are being made into the same form. And that's why when 1 John tells us that just as he is in heaven, so are we in this present world. That means in our nature, in our spirit man, we are made like Christ. And that's why Jesus said, I have so many things to tell you, but it is hard for you to bear them. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide us in all truth. I know in our theology it might be hard to accept. In our understanding it might be very difficult to accept. But can you believe the Spirit of God? Can you believe the Word of God that we are reading here in Romans 8 verse 29? For those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Now, what is the image of the Son? The image of the Son is the image of God. So God has already conformed us to be in his image. We are made in the image of God. Icone, that means a likeness, a statue, a profile, a figuratively, a representation. We are made in the image and likeness of God. So Christ came to restore the image that Adam lost when he sinned. Because God made Adam and Eve, God made man and woman in the image and likeness of God. But this image and likeness of God was distorted by sin. It was marred by sin because God is eternal. God had not made man to die. But you see, the moment he chose to obey the devil, he died. And the image of God was lost. But in Christ, the image of God is restored. And that is why we are a new creation. On the earth, we might look like we are weak. We might look like we have infirmities on the earth. It might look that we are struggling with our language. We might be struggling with jobs. We might be struggling with resources for the moment. Because all this is not the final destination, but there is a treasure in jars of clay. In fact, Paul was saying, God has put us as apostles in the front line, that we are making many rich, but yet we ourselves are subjected to death all day long. Have you seen true, genuine men of God? God has blessed them with the ability to make many rich. And they bless people and people go get jobs and many of them forget to even come and say thank you. But the servants of God, they know their reward. They have a greater reward. It is because in their inner man, they are conformed to the image of the Son of God. They are conformed to the image of God. They are made like him. So that tells us that we are not God. Let's be careful, and let's just have this understanding that on the earth, God has given us the dominion to operate as rulers, to operate as God, to operate as gods. Ye are gods, and this gods refers to the authority that God has given us on the earth to rule, to dominate, to have dominion, to have control over our space, to have control and the authority that the Satan stole, and that was he stole when he stole it from Adam, and he became the God of this world. But that authority is restored back to Christ, and Christ took it back and gave it to us as a believer. So the devil has no power and he has no control over us who are in Christ, over the new creation. In fact, the truth is that he is inconsequential. And that is why the Bible tells us, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. When you have the full understanding that you are conformed, you are predestinated to be conformed to the image and likeness of God. You are made like in the image of the Son. We are conformed to the image of the Son. Then you can have the confidence, you can have the assurance, you can have the truth, you can have revelation, you can speak to things according to the will of God, because now you have moved from the point where you're depending on yourself. You've already moved from the point of pride. You have moved from the point of where you're sinning willfully to the point where you know that you are called, you are justified, and you are glorified. My God, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So Jesus Christ was made the firstborn among many brothers. So we are his brother. And if we are brothers of Christ, we are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs of God. So Christ is our firstborn. He's the firstborn of creation. He's the firstborn of that creation that God has made. The creation that brings together the things in heaven and the things in earth and combines them into one. And that is why we are multidimensional. We understand the spiritual world. We can see the spiritual world. We can perceive the spiritual world. And we also, in the same time, we are in the physical world. As I said, man has the four dimensions. He has the fourth dimension, which is the supernatural dimension. We have understanding of the spirit nature, of the spirit man. Sadly, many believers are in ignorance, and witch doctors have more understanding of the spiritual world than we believers who are of God's spirit and not of evil spirits. May God give us understanding of the truths that he's teaching us in his word, that we are conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I am a brother of Christ. I am made in the image of Christ. I am made in the image of the Son of God. I am made in the image of God. And just as he is in heaven, so are we in this present world. You might think of me as a black man, but in my spirit man, I am made like Christ. I am made like God. I am made in his image and in his likeness. And this is beyond jobs. This is beyond food. This is beyond our understanding. This is beyond our capacity. This is because it is God that willed it, God that loved it, God that enjoys it, God that finds pleasure in it. That's why it says it was all for his good pleasure. Our human mind will want to tell us, oh, we are not perfect. Our human mind will want to tell us, oh, we struggle. Our human mind will want to tell us, oh, we cannot be like God. But you see, it is God himself who has said that I have made you and I have predestinated you and I have conformed you to be like me. Who are we to argue with God? His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His way are much higher than our thoughts. That's why the Bible says, even if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. And these are not just words so that you can do whatever you want. These are words that we can worship God. We can give glory to God. And when we know what God has declared us to be, it in fact makes us more humble. We are humbled even more. And we worship him even more. And we want to hear his leading. We want to be led by God, for those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We are mature sons. We are maturing as sons to learn to hear the voice of the Father. And that's why Jesus showed us the example. I say that I can do nothing apart from what I see or hear my Father do. He said that the words I speak, they are not my own. They are my Father's word. sons of God arise and sons of God submit to God. And they've gotten to the place where they know it is not my will, but your will be done. It is not of my own carnal and fleshly desires. It is not for the planes. It is not for the vehicles. It is not for the houses and the lands. Yes, all those things, God knows that we need them, and he will add them to us. But he tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. His divine power, 1 Peter, has given us all that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him. Sons of God, know that all things are yours. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the last verse, don't you know that all things are yours and you are of Christ and Christ is of God? God has given us all things, and that is why all things work together for our good. All things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. And maybe you're wondering, is this true? Yes, it is. But it will only be true if you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. And when you surrender to him, it is not just to escape hell. It is to walk in the fulfillment and in the restoration and into the image and likeness of God that God has freely, 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 without cost, given to us. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross for my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And thank you that you died, resurrected, and you ascended on high for my glory. And you have called me, you have foreknown me, you foreknew me, you predestinated me, you justified me. You called, you justified, and you glorified. And I thank you that it is for your good pleasure. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Spirit and Life. This message has been a blessing to you. Please comment, like, share, and subscribe so that this word can go out to others. And join in tomorrow for another episode of Spirit and Life. God bless you. Shalom. Till we meet again. Bye.